Chapter 3, Utilizing Active Learning in Your Classroom. In the ever-evolving and often ethereal sea of childhood education, the latest methodology to make the biggest splash is active learning. Most elementary school teachers have had some exposure to the concept, and knowingly or unknowingly, many already employ some aspects of the pedagogy in their lesson plan. For those unfamiliar with the idea, the education researcher Charles Bonwell and the psychologist James Eisen describe it this way. Active learning is a method of learning in which students are actively or experientially involved in the learning process. Students participate in active learning when they are doing something besides just passively listening. As the name implies, the method encourages students to become actively involved with the process by which their mind learns. This approach stands in contrast to the traditional lecture-based paradigm that is still so commonly found throughout the halls of academia, where information is primarily delivered by the instructor and students are expected to patiently and passively absorb the material as is presented to them. On the origin of active learning. The seeds of active learning, though seemingly modern, are deeply rooted in the annals of history. In ancient China, Confucius posited that involvement and reflection were necessary in the education process if one hopes to truly achieve genuine understanding. He stated, "Not hearing is not as good as hearing. Hearing is not as good as seeing. Seeing is not as good as knowing. Knowing is not as good as acting. True learning continues until it's put into action." In ancient Greece, iconic figures like Socrates challenged the conventional modes of instruction. Instead of delivering didactic lectures, he engaged his pupils in dialectical exchanges, utilizing a method we now refer to as the Socratic method.